Hey guys, before I take you to today's content, I want you guys to take advantage of our Pro Web Legal Services initiative that we have going on right now in the second quarter of 2024. What is that? Well, it's a website that you get 100% full-blown website with 1 year maintenance, because with SSL certificate, hosting, etc., all for 50% less than the normal cost. This offer used to be $4,500. We're now giving it to you for $2,250, 100%, no strings attached. All you have to do is go to the show notes right now and click on the link where it says Pro Web Legal, and you'll get all the information. So until then, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are looking to substantially increase your caseload in the next 6 months, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today is an odd day for me because it's been quite some time since I've had a solo episode for you guys. But you know, because I've been having so many guests, people are really, really wanting to hop on the show and give their opinions about legal marketing, et cetera, et cetera. And that's great. That's great. But I'm also happy, to do these solo episodes. And I'd love to also put it out there to find out, hey, what do you guys think about the guests that I've been having? I've been getting some feedback, but I'm looking for some more. You know, so always, always send us an email at podcast@lbmsllc.com. Let us know what you think about the guests that I've been having. Or do you really want me to give you more solo shows like this? Or you're happy with the mixed bag that I've been giving you? Either way, we'll love your feedback. All right. Let me, second, I want to apologize for the sound quality. I'm not in my regular studio today. I've been on travel, so there you go. So when I'm on travel, I'm using my mobile podcast microphone. So the quality isn't as crisp, but the content will be very crisp. I promise you that. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to talk about today's content. I want to be talking to you about legal marketing and 8 trends for 2024 in this space. Very important that we understand the trends and we take advantage of these trends. And I don't want this to be very, very long, so I just want to give you some snippets of what they are. And if you want more information on it, always reach out to us, podcast@lbmsllc.com. One of my podcast folks will reach out to you and schedule some time with me. Free consultations on any kind of marketing tips that we're talking about today. You can always reach us there. All right, anyway, let's get on with the content. Number one trend for 2024 is you building a brand for your firm is more paramount now. Okay, here's the deal that I love stats. I love stats, and I'm going to share a stat that it was very astounding to me, that the legal industry has grown and is projected to grow even more from an annual revenue of $348.32 $1 in 2024. And that's projected to be up from $344 billion, excuse me, in 2023. Okay. So you have to build your brand more. Because there's a lot more competition that's out there for you as an attorney, the more you need to build your brand. Solidify what your brand is, so that way when people see a logo, a color scheme, a slogan, et cetera, whichever brand strategy that you have come up with, they know it's your firm. You know, it's, you know, so gone are the days that you're the only immigration law firm in town or the only family law firm in town. Those days are gone. Okay. You know, with those numbers that I just talked about, how it's increasing in annual revenue and it's going up every year. So that means the competition is going up. Just last year, I remember there was two clients that I got just last year in 2023. Both of them stepped out of the law firm they were in and created their own entity. That's happening more and more frequently. And that was just two of my clients. So there you go. So branding your law firm is a very tricky thing. Very important, but it can be very tricky. And you want to align your brand with your employees. You want to align your brand with collective experience, values, and culture. Those are the key things that you want to align your brand with. So, I mean, yeah, building your brand, creating a brand are two different things. Okay. So first you have to create it, then you have to build it. So the type of brand that your firm establishes is always going to be the overall business development that you put out there. And that's when you put it out there, it's going to allow you to build the reputation from there. So I'm hoping that you're already building a brand. But when if you're not, you got to make sure that you have this into consideration. And if you are building a brand, you know, try to do it with this. A good way of doing it is using SEO. You know, I'm a huge fan of SEO. Now, SEO, yes, you can use SEO from a lead generation perspective. It takes some time. I would rather you build your SEO for branding purposes mostly. Because if you have it from a branding purpose mentality, you're not really expecting a huge return on investment with, you know, whatever you put out there. And with the new Google EAT platform, the EEAT for attorneys platform, it's going to help you. And there's some guidelines that I can help you with. So if you give us a call, we can walk you through that whole process of how you do it. But think of SEO as a brand building activity, okay, that eventually will generate your leads because you're building your brand. But, you know, that's why I always tell people. And actually, I had a person on here, an expert as well. I think it was last week. We talked about combining SEO with pay-per-click marketing and all that kind of stuff because you want to do those things simultaneously. Anyway, that's the number one trend. I wanted to start off with branding because it's important, because how everything is growing, if you're not establishing a brand, is going to have a huge impact on how, on the success of your practice, unfortunately. So you got to start doing that, quickly. Number two is, marketing is now mostly digital. Basically promoting business requires, you know, you want a full scale marketing strategy. All right. So that they have traditional marketing tactics like, you know, event sponsorships, right? Print and direct mail. Those are still very effective. But if you look at the trends that's going on now in 2024, a huge platform that's being used by attorneys for marketing and getting referrals, et cetera, is LinkedIn. Okay. You know, again, we talked about event sponsorships. That's more on the traditional side, and that's still up there. But LinkedIn, for the first time in 2023, superseded that in terms of marketing. And, you know, people are using LinkedIn the proper way. Another thing that's been on the rise is email marketing and Facebook, which is shocking to me how Facebook has grown as a marketing platform for attorneys. I always thought, you know, that it was never going to get there, but it's really grown tremendously, and it surpassed print marketing for attorneys last year as well. You know, X is still lingering down there. Direct mail is X actually surpassed direct mail, which is interesting. X, formerly known as Twitter, passed direct mail. Radio was down there. It's like 9% of the market share. Things like lawyers.com, which used to be pretty high, is now low. Instagram is still low. Find Law and all that is still low. Yellowpages.com and Avvo, they're a lot lower than I would think. So what's happening is people are using LinkedIn more as a tool to connect with other attorneys and give each other referrals. So that's a referral marketing strategy that you can use going forward if you're not doing that already. Okay. Number three, you have to, what's been happening now is there's a huge increase of the use of AI tools to automate tedious tasks. That has been happening at lightning speeds. I remember when back in 2020, 2021, and on that thing, people, when I was talking about AI, people were shying away from it. And I don't know about it. And it was not really mature back then like it is now. It's huge. It's huge now. Very mature product now. But according to Litifies, it's a publication, there was a report that came out in 2023. They say that 62% of legal professionals don't use artificial intelligence in their practice. 62%. I was astonished by that, but it makes sense. The legal industry has always been a little bit lagging behind in terms of technology, in terms of tapping into technology. So 62%, and this was back in 2023, so a few months, that's what it came out. So I'm going to be interested to know at this time next year, where are we with that? But it's actually a growing trend now, because this time last year, it was actually, if you can believe it was a 79%, now it's 62% don't use it. 79% didn't use it last year at this time. So let's see what happens, next year. But anyway, that's a growing trend, and it's really replacing a lot of tedious tasks in your practice. Really look into it if you have not already. Okay. Let's move on to number four.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey guys, I hope you guys are enjoying today's content. While I have you on here, I want to introduce you to a promo that we have going on for the spring of 2024 for all legal practices throughout the U.S. I have an outstanding offer that we've never been able to offer before, but we want to do it because you have been an avid listener. We're only promoting this to people who listen to the show. So if you're an attorney and you are an avid listener to the show and you're thinking about possibly opening your own practice, you want to pay attention to this announcement. We are offering a full website with hosting, SSL certificate, online booking service, online appointment management, and more, and much, much more. with a 1 year maintenance, all for $2,250. That's $2,250 one time fee, and you have a full fledged website. If you want to know more about this, just give us a call at 888-416-7752 or send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. Just make sure that you mentioned that you heard it on the show, and we'll definitely get you that discount. So with that, I'm going to bring you back to the content.
And I'm going to go back. It's going to kind of work with number one here. And I want to talk to you about SEO being a powerful lead generation tool. Again, you got to combine it in the beginning with pay-per-click, because pay-per-click is going to give you your instant gratification. SEO is going to build your brand. But over time, there's going to come a time where SEO, once your brand is established and is built, will become not your most lead gen practice, but it will be, you'll see that it's the best source of leads. In other words, the quality of the lead coming from an SEO campaign, if you will be a lot stronger than the ones that are coming from pay-per-click, because these aren't happy clickers. These aren't people just looking for a quick fix. These are people who have researched you, and because your brand is now established, they're ready to do business with you right away, as opposed to, oh, let me think about it. I'm thinking about it. I'm going to be talking to so-and-so later, and then I'll make my decision. That will happen less and less and less as long as that SEO campaign continues. Right? So that is another growing trend, in that people are using SEO that way, as opposed to thinking, oh, right away, this is a huge hit. Okay. Let's see. Number six, omni-channel marketing. I've talked about this. Omni-channel. I talked about this many times. You have to be in different areas in the digital space. You cannot just be in Google. You cannot just be in LinkedIn. You cannot just be, you know, in Twitter, right? You have to be everywhere. You have to have email marketing. You have to have social media, different platforms in social media, or basically hang out where you don't have to be in all different platforms of social media, but you have to be where they are. You have to be on video is huge. Video is huge. I don't know. I still don't understand why people cancel that or just put that on the side. That is a huge, huge thing. Very powerful. Make that as part of your omni-channel marketing plan for 2024. It's on the rise. If you're not going to be on there on the omni-channel marketing's bandwagon, your competitors will. And then you'll be left out. And I'm just trying to help you out here. Now, number six is more B2B partnerships is on the rise. Stems from what we talked about a little bit with LinkedIn. A lot of those partnerships are happening on LinkedIn as well. But a lot of people are combining their, like, for instance, if you're a family law attorney, you're combining with estate planning partnership kind of thing. Where, you know, refer one to one another, immigration law and tax, practices, legal, documentation with, IP. There's a whole huge, huge shift in the marketplace where people are becoming more B2B partners in the legal space. That's a huge thing that's happening just from, it's up 10% just from last year alone. That's what I'm reading here. As I was doing my research prior to recording this episode. Number seven, integration of content authenticity is very important. So here's where that comes from. A lot of the times when you use when you use AI inappropriately, in other words, you just scrape what they give you and put it on your website or put it on a blog or put it on a PowerPoint slide or whatever, that has been proven to hurt a lot of people. So you've got to integrate content and authenticity into your marketing. For those of you who have jumped on the bandwagon of AI, like I said, 62% haven't. But if you're one of the 38% that have, if you've been misusing it, it hurt you. And then you stop from using AI. That doesn't mean stop using AI. It means use it correctly. Using it correctly means fact-checking. Fact-checking. Do a search. Hey, I need to put out a blog on, you know, estate planning in, you know, Mississippi or whatever. And you run out of, you know, you got a writer's block. You put something out on ChatGPT or any of the AI tools that are out there. It spits out some stuff. You have to fact-check it and put it in your words. So, yeah, you still have to do work. It gave you a little lead in, but don't use it. Don't use it to replace what you would say. Use it to give you a lead in and then maybe jar that little writer's block a little bit. And then now you say, okay, now I know where I'm going. And then you can go off in a different direction based on the ideas that they gave you. You know, one of the things that I always tell people to do, instead of saying, hey, write an article on XYZ, I always say, prompt it to say, give me some ideas on what I should write an article on. Most likely, they're going to give you a bullet point list. And then most likely one of those, or maybe all of the stuff that they put on there, is going to jar that memory. And you're going to be like, oh, wait, I could write about this. I could write about that. Boom. And then you start writing and it's not a problem. So it jars a little bit the writer's block. That's just a tip that I use because sometimes I get writer's block. I never ask them to write something for me. I just want bullets. And then from the bullets, I can write a total article on whatever it is that I want to express. So that's a little tip that you could use as well. But again, number seven, what's on the rise is content authenticity. That's very, very important. There have been websites that were banned because they use everything verbatim. You don't want to be one of those. Okay, number eight, last but not least, Last but not least is it's mix of in-house marketing and outside consultants. A lot of law firms are now seeing what's the benefits of having an outside consultant work with your in-house marketing. Because again, we're on the front line of everything, thankfully. So we've been doing marketing for attorneys for years. So we know what the trends are. We know how to guide your in-house marketing. So if you want to, you know, we're not saying, hey, don't use in-house marketers. Of course, you want to use your in-house marketers. That's what you should be doing. What we're saying is, if you have an in-house marketing team, you want to also hire a consultant to work with them and maybe share some tools of what they've seen other people in your industry are doing. Hey, this tool is great. This is great too. Try this. Look at the stat based on your, you know, family practice. I could tell you that you use this instead of this tool, whatever that is. But using an outside consultant and adding it into the mix, this is for larger firms, of course. But adding it into the mix of what you're already doing is a positive way to go. So those are the eight trends, folks. I hope you guys have a lot out of it. If you have any questions about those trends, hit us up, podcast@lbmsllc.com. You can also give us a call I failed to say this before, at 888-416-7752. So with that, I am going to put an end to this episode. I hope you guys got a lot out of it, as I said. So until next week, take care and bye for now. Peace out!
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you would like to know more about the topic we discussed in the show today, reach out to Frank and his team at 888-416-7752 and schedule a discovery call with one of the marketing consultants. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, send an email to podcast@lbmsllc.com and we will put you on the schedule. With that being said, until next week, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.